Blog Talk Radio.
This is VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, indeed, we are live in Technicolor. Purveyor of political pontification. VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on the TerraChat Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. We are, of course, live. It is Thursday, December the 13th, 2012. It is 1 degree Celsius in Calgary. That's about 34 degrees Fahrenheit for our imperial friends. Tonight, we shall look at a number of important issues from around the world as we look at those important issues, being mindful of those affecting North America and the rest of the world. Special shout-outs to the frothy coffee girl, looking forward to the five-minute challenge. The Scottish lass, sorry you have been ill. It is time you treated yourself to a personal reward. And the BC Dreamcatcher, eat Chinook, you are in my thoughts. And last but certainly not least, the Southeast Brickies much better half, always and forever, Beth. Take care of that sugar plum fairy. And Jeeves, let's check the email, see what we got.
You got email, Governor.
Big Ferguson, eat your heart out. Who needs a dead skeleton as a sidekick? The following is only a sampling of the emails received this week, but let's see what we can do. Carl from Winnipeg, Manitoba wrote, VOCR, more information on the West-East pipeline. I'm out of work, an out-of-work welder, and the project would be fantastic for unemployment.
I'm enlisted. Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea.
Mel, Carl, you hit the jackpot. Every week we're going to try and come up with a different word, and since that word is punched, of course we're going to jump on it. So that's kind of what you kind of fell into there, Carl. But since our initial report regarding the natural gas pipeline reversal from west to east, a number of new plans have been tabled from oil refineries on the East Coast. Over the last few months, since BC basically rejected any form of pipeline to the West Coast without a heftier chunk of profits, we've read announcements from pipelines heading north and east. If Obama seriously wishes to impact American employment, he will authorize the XL pipeline down to the Texas refineries. I read a recent story from Global News, I believe it was. Eastern Canada could get gateway for Alberta oil if Keystone fails. Apparently sending more Alberta crude to eastern refineries, then shipping it across the Atlantic, where there is already lots of tanker traffic, could mean better prices for the product, especially from the East Coast. Tankers could carry the oil to booming Asian markets through the Panama Canal. Even if the oil wasn't sent offshore of Canada, it could replace the millions of barrels that Eastern Canada relies on from Venezuela and the North Sea. India and China, the two largest emerging economies, have massive demands for oil. They aren't sitting around waiting for public hearings on new pipelines to be completed, but they are looking for the source of oil now. Now, Canada got a wake-up call this fall when the Obama administration delayed approval on the Keystone Pipeline that would take another 800,000 barrels a day from the oil sands in Alberta to U.S. refineries. I believe that Obama made a tactical mistake. Had he allowed the XL pipeline, North America would be secure from oil pressures from outside the continent. So I hope that helps. Sandra from Bedford, now I presume that's Connecticut. Sandra wrote, "Your program would make a great platform for political candidates. Have you ever considered inviting them?" Sandra, we are a very small fish in a very, very big pond, and our stand on mainstream media bias is well known in the industry, as well as our refusal to provide pre-planned questions which pass their scrutiny. The VOCR refuses to be a vehicle of political propaganda or attack, and we seek truth and information devoid of political manipulation. But the door is always open for anyone to have their say, and of course, we don't permit sedition or hate speech. So I hope that helps. Dan from Florida, we are snowbirds, Canadian snowbirds, God bless you, my wife and I, and we winter in Florida and have many years. We came across your program on the internet after my son-in-law turned me on to Blog Talk Radio. I've listened to many of your archive shows and noticed as a Canadian show, you do very little Canadian news. Is this a conscious act? Dan, we do report Canadian information if it's deemed warranted. We do include a number of Alberta oil sand news and, of course, Quebec when it happens. Canadian politics is a very typical, the formula is almost ancient. We could, I guess, report on Mulclair or Trudeau, but they're not a Canadian story. I'm very pleased with the number of actions which the Canadian government have taken and not so enthusiastic about others. I have a great deal of concern on the F-35 debacle, also the depth of commitment to Israel. Canada has a protection policy with Israel, and I'm concerned Canadian forces in NATO or under the UN could become engaged with those wishing to destroy Israel. In Alberta, we watch the political news closely. However, frankly, the Redford-Smith catfight is very predictable. Smith, the leader of the Wild Rose Party, needs to find an identity for her political brand. Certainly provides active and exciting legislative sittings. Question period had become my favorite political distraction. Every guy likes to watch a chick fight. Come on now. Susan from Sheffield, England. They have a great university there, by the way. Canada is excited at the China buyout of the Canadian Nexen company and the injection of cash which it brings to the oil table. We had the same excitement when other countries bought into our steel industry. It's now all gone, shut down, and everyone laid off. It took years for Sheffield to recover, which it never really did when those steel mills closed. We excelled in other directions. Why do Albertans or Canadians favor this takeover of Nexen? Well, Susan, wow. You must be an economics major. I had to cut out the fiscal support for your email because it was very intensive and would have taken way too long to explain on air, but I ask that you please stay in touch. I like your work, and I like the way you came to support your hypothesis. It was excellent. The Nexen deal, according to the Canadian government, is a one-off and in the net best interest of Canadians. The strict guidelines being imposed hopefully will curtail your concerns, and we will see that legislation in very short order. So, Susan, I hope we have learned from the days of China dumping cheap steel, which I may add remains most certainly inferior to the world-famous Sheffield steel. And hopefully we have learned from those lessons. In a related story, we spoke earlier about the West-East pipeline, and I was just emailed an update to that story. A plan to ship Western Canadian crude oil to East Coast markets by converting part of the TransCanada Corporation's mainline natural gas pipeline system is technically and economically feasible, the company's president, the CEO, said during a meeting, apparently on Tuesday morning. The comment came during Russ Girling's prepared remarks that kicked off the call, a clear sign the Calgary-based pipeline company is serious about sending Alberta crude to Canadian and U.S. refineries on the eastern seaboard. So as companies like Enbridge look west to the Northern Gateway pipeline, and TransCanada and Enbridge look south to the Keystone XL Seaway pipeline project, they will look to ship growing supplies of Canadian and U.S. crude to new markets. Industry watchers like former New Brunswick Premier Frank McKenna have wondered aloud why the industry was looking to ship Canadian crude east, while building a new pipeline from an Alberta oil storage hub such as Hardisty all the way to Irving Oil's giant refinery in St. John, New Brunswick, would be costly and likely encounter plenty of opposition. Repurposing TransCanada's mainline figures to be less problematic. Now, these emails and dozens of these are appreciated. I wish we had time to read them all, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we do mean ugly. Our hate mail volume is definitely picking up, which tells us we are doing something right. What do you think? We'll be right back with, let's see here, what shall we start with tonight? How about we come right back with the New World Order?
Time for a break. We'll be right back.
You hope to change minds. You hope to change minds.
Constitutional liberty.
Get out. You got to get out.
Got an opinion? Want to make a statement? Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
We're a nation of immigrants. We're the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the ones who wanted a better life. The driven ones. The ones who woke up at night hearing that voice telling them that life in the place called America could be better. They came not just in pursuit of the riches of this world, but for the richness of this life. Freedom. Freedom of religion. Freedom to speak their mind. Freedom to build a life. And yes, freedom to build a business with their own hands.
And reform our tax code in a way that is fair and responsible. Which, by the way, means let's stop giving tax breaks to businesses that ship jobs and factories overseas. Let's reward companies that create jobs and manufacturing right here in the United States of America.
On air live, 347-324-3287.
Before we get to the next segment, let me remind you that the phone lines are always open during the live show, 347-324-3287. And if you're listening via our archive service at a later date, rendering the phone number useless to you, we always invite your emails, vocr2012@gmail.com. While we were researching this show, our sister station, Night Talk Radio, a very interesting station, received an intriguing article from the HPI Group, written by Paul Dale Roberts. He's the California paranormal super sleuth Well, Paul nailed the NWO and its Illuminati connections to government perfectly in his article. And we invite you to go over to nighttalkradio.com and read the last article regarding the New World Order. We can discuss and deny the existence of the New World Order theory. We can attempt to refute the information from YouTube and hundreds of other outlets dealing with the conspiracies. But after extensive research and years of listening and reading about all kinds of conspiracy theories, the J. Edgar Hoover secrets, the JFK assassinations, LBJ Vietnam, Nixon's Vietnam Watergate, Clinton's War on Terror and the impeachment, Reagan's Iran-Contragate and Bush's service records and the Iraq War, and now the usurper Obama conspiracies. And the media played possum. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, a code of journalistic ethics was created and held high as the standard for news journalism. The industry was very protective of its ethics and a manner in which they supplied the news. TV news in its inception was especially controlled. The sets were perfectly designed. Modern technology was flaunted. Well-dressed, attractive news hosts who presented what was written for them, either as a news department collaboration or by the presenters themselves. And in those days, it was impossible to know the political views of the newscaster or the personal feelings of a specific story. They were stoic, a matter of fact. Today, mainstream media are nothing more than rating whores controlled by organizations much larger than themselves. When we talk of the New World Order, I believe those who bring forth the information of this dark organization tend to look at the surface organizations who are name-tagged, such as Carlyle Group and the Bilderbergs. What most do not know or do not do is dig deeper into the historic significance of these eternal organizations bent on continued control of Earth's masses. This includes organized religion, both East and West. Now, superimpose this on the 2012 end-day theory. As we cross the 12-12-12 date without instance, the world looks forward to December the 21st, 2012, as the end of the Mayan calendar, and some claim is the end of the world. Even non-believers are starting to pay attention to information on 2012. Nibiru, the Anunnaki, Nostradamus predictions, the New World Order, Illuminati. Those who are intelligent enough to question their existence, to strive for understanding, either religiously or metaphysically, you will find all of those in the archives of the Night Talk Radio. You'll find discussions regarding Nibiru, regarding Nostradamus predictions with John Hogue, the New World Order and the Illuminati and the truth behind their organizations, all of those available in the archives at nighttalkradio.com. Look, the world is in a financial mess. It's a political time bomb. It is a religious time bomb, an ecological time bomb, all created by human. As the most intelligent species on Earth, you would think we would do a better job. Instead, we turn on the television and the nightly news, and we watch people killing each other for religious or political reasons. Mass slaughter is rampant. Starvation is constant. Global infections are increasing. Previously unknown viruses mutating and resistant to drugs. As if we were being purged off the earth, or at the very least, culled like an overgrown herd. The system, a phrase you will hear much more about in the coming months, the system provides choices, politically, socially, nationally, and internationally. Politically, they accept political parties which reach a certain benchmark ascribed by sacred documents which were to map a country's way forward. In the United States, it's the Declaration of Independence as well as the Constitution, which are held at such high esteem. Each official party, Democrat, Republican, are controlled by central committees who receive intelligence reports who are also politically motivated. Clean intelligence information is very difficult to find. All Western powers have a central committee, which is void of political motivation as it manipulates both parties. Call it the New World Order or an ancient group known as the Illuminati. There are powers within our society who are manipulating the masses into accepting a reduced lifestyle in the name of nationalism. Over the last 3 years, without a cost of living increase in workers' pay packets, the earning power of hourly paid workers has been reduced by at least 20%. Those workers who have not had a raise in 3 years and companies who have not paid a cost of living increase now are 20% poorer with same gross pay tax deductions. Thus, we have all been scammed 20%. And governments look to increase taxes to dig themselves out of the quicksand? The insanity of government thinking can only be rationalized if one accepts that greater powers wish to reduce the human footprint on Mother Earth. The Georgia Guidestones, another show which is in the archives on Night Talk Radio, we invite you to check that out. The stones created for a mysterious unknown client states many things for future Earth. It states 1/3 of the current population is the perfect number for Earth, and other organizations have claimed a depopulation is required. Now, previously, war has been the human method of culling our herd. The New World Order, Illuminati, made up from many walks of life and many religious groups, include obvious anarchists. Have they created the opportunity to depopulate the Earth? Do you buy it? Do you get it?
We'll be right back, right after this quick station break. Got an opinion? Want to make a statement? Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com. Opinion 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. The phone lines are open. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Guru Nostra. And now, a weekly opinion from Guru Saves.
Over the last few weeks, apparently Yahoo Audio Chat announced their impending closure for December the 15th. Apparently, chat rats began bailing in gangs to other chat services, and their crass, foul-mouthed, insulting behavior felt by all who have enjoyed, until now, a fairly intellectual discussion on many subjects. Now, this isn't to say that all Yahoo chatters are, well, Yahoos. There are gems of intelligence dotted in the vast wasteland of internet chat. Many I have found on Paltalk, although recent reports from field operatives indicate that Yahoo chat rooms are now populating Paltalk chat services, the old guard continuing their relentless race to control the masses. Well, I can tell you this from a card-carrying independent. I shall not yield. I shall not give. And I most certainly shall not bend to their wishes.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece.
Some on the, fringe of conspiracies have talked for years about planning seeding of the clouds, chemtrails, that humans are being either infected to die or protected from attack. I'm not sure which story is accurate, as it tends to swing in different directions depending on the story of the day. Have you noticed any chemtrails? What do they mean? What's your opinion on that? 347-324-3287. I recently joined a Facebook page called Calgary Skywatch, and of course followed the web of intrigue into some pretty sinister plots, again returning to depopulation or protection from space. Each equally as secretive as the other, and always with little solid evidence to make a determination of any kind of truth. So if anybody out there has any information on cloud seeding or atmosphere dusting, as they call it, you know, we certainly would like to hear about it, either live on air or most certainly by email.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Is VOCR2012@gmail.com. I wonder how many panic calls will be made tonight as the annual Gemini's media shower will reach its peak late tonight and early into Friday morning. The meteors will appear to radiate from a point near the star Castor in the constellation of Gemini. In the northern hemisphere, that will be westward and nearly overhead in the early hours of Friday. Sky watchers can expect an average of dozens of shooting stars per hour, made easier to see by darkness provided by the new moon phase. The shower comes out each year as the Earth passes through the path of an asteroid called 3200 Phaethon. The asteroid leaves behind a trail of rocky debris that the Earth plows into each year. Debris is moving at 35 kilometers per second that burn up in the atmosphere in what can be speculative display. And I hope those people that are watching this display tonight realize exactly what they are seeing. It happens every year.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Obama prepares for his private, then public inauguration. The reality of the fiscal cliff looms larger. Stories of Obama and the family spending millions on a vacation in Hawaii for Christmas, and new rules for troops when handling or discussing the Taliban, and banks reporting the largest repossession numbers in history for 2011, and the economic downturns being imposed by an unsustainable Obama tax and forced expenses. Small businesses are cutting staff, large businesses reducing R&D, and huge box stores reducing their staff to part-time employees exempt from health care. The Obama plan to realign the United States to Change and Hope plan, which no one has actually ever seen or read, with the exceptions of excerpts from his few books. The Zelensky process is ingrained in his actions, and the actions of the U.S. government appear to be in favor of a socialistic control. Those who oppose it have had their wings clipped with the recent Romney loss, and the open bias of the mainstream media, the puppet masters certainly performed another great show. Now, next week, we shall not be having a show, although Night Talk will be live on the night of the 21st with some very interesting guests, and we do invite you to tune in to the TerraChat network for those shows. We'll be right back, right after this quick pause for the call.
This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies.
We believe probable cause exists indicating that forgery and fraud may have been committed.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets.
On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And now a word from the President of the United States of America, President Barack Hussein Obama.
Sorry, I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead and move it up.
Now,
we
now return you to normally scheduled programming. Phone lines are now open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Looking to contact the show by email, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com. Come to the blog site and choose your poison of how you'd like to chat with us. So, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com for more information. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds. Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com.
Here at the VOCR, we do appreciate viewers and readers' email. We hope if you have something you wish to say, statement you wish to make, an opinion you wish to render, then you send the email to VOCR2012@gmail.com and we'll get it on the blog.
This is VOCR Radio and I'm Guru Nostra.
On air live, 347-324-3287.
In the dead of night, when all is dark and all your daytime worries end over, in the dead of night, expanding your mind to the greater world about you. In the dead of night, when the night winds howl in the sacred hollows of the castle walls. In the dead of night, when all is still, who will you be tonight? Returning for yet another season, Night Talk Radio, Alpha Waves to Zulu Time. Night Talk takes you to the paranormal, extraterrestrial, murky waters of investigations. Join Colin Knight weekly on Night Talk Radio. Check nighttalkradio.com. You are listening to VOCR Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. Got something on your mind? Need to get something off your chest? Interested in a debate? 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
An interesting story released today, and kind of sloughed it off very quickly because they don't want people to really know, but UN Ambassador Susan Rice has withdrawn her name for consideration to succeed Hillary Clinton as U.S. Secretary of State. In a letter to the president, Ms. Rice said her confirmation process would be disruptive and costly. Ms. Wright has been at the center of Republican criticism over the Obama administration's response to a deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya, now known as Benghazi Gate. Mrs. Clinton has said she will not serve a second term at the State Department. In a letter to President Barack Obama, Ms. Rice said that she was highly honored to be considered for the post of Secretary of State and was fully confident that she could have served her country ably and effectively in that role. But Ms. Rice, 48, said the prospect of congressional opposition to her possible confirmation was behind her decision to withdraw from consideration. Now, any nomination for Secretary of State would need the confirmed in the Senate by at least 2/3 votes, enabling Republicans to block the potential appointments, which they most certainly would do. And as Hillary is coming to discuss Benghazi Gate, the Benghazi story has been blurred by very experienced media manipulators. By the time the full story is known, it shall be so diluted and changed that the truth may never be told. It is obvious that there was an error. Susan Rice and the White House are culpable of attempting to cover up an egregious error or a very sick plan. Those agents and diplomats were slaughtered in Libya, while gunships circled waiting for permission to engage the enemy. The permission was never given, even though there is evidence that Barack Hussein Obama was apprised of the mission, and some claim he watched its demise in the Situation Room. Is the president culpable? Can he be made to testify? Is there enough information for impeachment? Some would say yes. Others would say it's like many other conspiracies. It's all built on supposition and very few facts.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God, go I. There is more than saying that many citizens are 2 paychecks away from the streets. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay, don't forget those who are less fortunate. Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God, go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockers on blogtalkradio.com.
Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287.
For every person who got a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockers on TerraChat Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification,
Guru Nostra. If Rice is out, then that moves Kerry up one position. So will the Swift Boat veterans reunite to protest the Kerry nomination? In popular wisdom, one presidential runner-up, Senator John Kerry, Democrat from Massachusetts, is likely to be nominated by President Barack Obama for either Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State. But if Kerry does get the nod, a group credited with helping to thwart his presidential bid could be reorganized to take him down once again. The Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, a group formed of military veterans who served alongside Kerry, worked to bring attention to the senator's anti-war activities following his military service and to raise doubts about the truth of Kerry's own accounts of his conduct during the war and his overall portrayal of events in Vietnam. Dozens of vets who, like Kerry, served aboard swift boats in Vietnam, prodded the then presidential candidate to release his complete military records, and they castigated him for giving testimony to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 71 about American war crimes in Vietnam. Glorification of body counts, destruction of villages, and numerous atrocities, all of which the veteran said were exaggerated or falsified. While the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth officially disbanded as a political organization in 2008, former members say they're furious about the prospect of Kerry as defense secretary, but if they have a plan to take Kerry on again, they're playing it pretty close to their vest. Last month, the organization co-founder and spokesman John O'Neill, a Swift Boat veteran who authored the best-selling Kerry expose, Unfit for Command, hedged at questions on the subject from Sean Hannity on Fox News. To make Kerry Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State would be a disaster to our national security, O'Neill said on the November 15 show. It really would be a total forfeiture of the loyalty that we owe the troops in the field, he said. When Hannity asked if the Swift Boat veteran would reunite, O'Neill simply said, "We will do the very best we can." And a story coming out of Chicago, that wonderful town. Unions prepare for civil war. Top Teamster goon James R. Hoffa, sound familiar, is threatening to bring civil war to Michigan in order to roll back the state's new right-to-work law. After Governor Rick Snyder, who's a Republican, signed legislation aimed at breaking the labor movement's death grip on Michigan's near-comatose economy, Hoffa took to CNN Tuesday to declare, "This is just the first round of a battle that's going to divide this state." And he added, "We're going to have a civil war in this state." Hoffa also flippantly compared the enactment of the legislation to the attack on Pearl Harbor 71 years ago, in which more than 3,000 Americans died. Now, while the Michigan House of Representatives debated the Work Freedom Bill on Tuesday, state lawmaker Douglas Geese took to the floor, and he said that there would be blood. "I really wish we hadn't gone here, and I do not see solace, I do not see peace." In fact, blood was already spilled. While he was trying to interview right-to-work opponents outside the legislature in Lansing 2 days ago, conservative comedian activist Stephen Crowder was beaten up by union members. Apparently, the perpetrators were upset that Crowder was asking questions and trying to prevent them from demolishing a temporary shelter that the good government group Americans for Prosperity had erected at the site. Crowder suffered a chipped tooth in the attack. The new Michigan law strikes a powerful blow for freedom of association in the Wolverine State. The right-to-work laws weaken unions' monopolistic control of local labor markets and protect workers' ability to control their own destinies, free from pressure applied by union bosses. Such legislation allows employees to work without being forced to pay union dues, which are often funneled to Democratic candidates and various radical causes. Michigan is now the 24th state to enact the right-to-work legislation. Do you think that's a good thing? Are you in favor of that type of government intervention? Do you agree that you should have the right to pay union dues?
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
A story that came out of Iran tonight kind of got me a little fired up. Iran says progress has been made at key talks with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, in Tehran. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Al-Ashgar Solatane, said the meeting had been constructive and more talks would be held back in Tehran next month. What a load of cobblers. Seriously, what a load of garbage. As we reported last month, Iran would resume talks. They would song and dance with the IAEA and gain more time, now scheduled for more talks next month, with no confirmation that the AEIEIOEIA will see the plants, which are key to the Iranian weapons strategy. Now, I cannot see Israel waiting much longer. I see tensions surrounding Israel, which will collapse the Middle East if Israel is defeated. How will the West react to an attack on Israel? If Israel attempts a mission without Western world consensus approval, how will we react? And what of the Chinese naval expansion into the Asian Pacific? Challenges of territory with Japan and Taiwan, and trade attacks aimed directly at the Philippines. China's expansion is alarming, which ties us back to the Chinese purchase of Nexen Oil. Now, Nexen Holdings are not, as many think, Canadian-based, although they are a minor player in gas extraction in Alberta. Most of their assets are in the North Sea oil and various locations around the African Peninsula and the mouth of the Red Sea, as well as South America. Nexen is a coup to the security of Chinese military strategic interests. They have secured a source of oil in the nerve center of the future Middle East supply chain. While the Western world spent billions of dollars fighting a war that cannot be won without rules of engagement, Western tactics cannot be utilized when hunting cowards who will hide behind women and children or fire weapons from houses of worship. Western thinking cannot accept the brutality of the historic actions in that region. Tradition and hate is generational. And Western philosophy and religious teachings cannot allow us to conceive that level of brutality, yet it is constant daily action in the Middle East. Much of the law in the Middle East is buyable. Bribes are common, and safe passage always a premium price, full of dark twists and turns. There is no honor among thieves. The powers that be say that the embargoes are slowing Iran down, and that is why they are at the bargaining table to get the embargoes lifted or relaxed. Now, apparently they will prod and poke and debate and discuss until they get movement on the trade embargoes, and the AEIEOURP will come away with the promise of, yes, more talk. You see, that's where the problem lies. As an old-time chatter over on the Yahoo Network would say, it's the Phoenicians. The Silk Trade Route. They are experts in negotiation and debate. They ply their ancient trade to the Western mentality. And each time they move one step ahead, while we move one step behind. We have a major problem in the Middle East. And the major problem is the West cannot understand what is required to resolve that problem. The West do not have the understanding of the Middle East, and cannot understand what drives these poor, desperate people to a religious frenzy that would cause them to walk into a neighboring supermarket and detonate an explosive on their body and blow themselves to smithereens in the hopes that there is a God and that God is there to save them. What type of people would strap a bomb to their children and send them to school? What type of people would teach their children how to behead animals in order to be prepared in times of trouble? How many nations on earth export terror instead of a product that is tangible? These nations on earth are the ones that will drain the West financially. The wars over the last 10-12 years have literally emptied the coffers of the Western military world. It would be very difficult at this time for the West to respond with full power against an enemy. NATO response to various issues in Europe is becoming taxing. The war in Afghanistan was long and very, very expensive. Most of the NATO equipment is now being rebuilt, reserviced, repaired, and readied. But it is not an overnight system. And it will take months, if not years, for the Western world to be fully functioning as a military arm of the world is expected to be. And in the meantime, China flexes their muscles in the Asian Pacific. And Russia start nudging towards reality, accepting the fact that maybe Assad is done in Syria and that he is about to fall. But given that, the complaints and the concerns that chemical weapons have been loaded onto projectiles, waiting for the order from Assad to fire. And it is unknown whether Assad, upon having to leave Syria for his own safety, whether he will give the order to fire those chemical missiles. We are not sure what the final orders are for those missiles, but they are loaded and they are being prepared as we speak. We're not sure what Assad will do. And looking for the best possible outcome, nothing. Looking for the worst possible outcome, devastation in the Middle East. Most certainly devastation of a number of major Christian Muslim cities in Syria. A great deal of concern tonight. A great deal of problems. And more importantly, a great deal of action required by every human being on the planet to maintain some form of balance. Because this could easily go out of control.
Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. You didn't build that.
What do we got here?
It's an airplane. We're feeding marshmallows.
You didn't build that.
Mitt Romney strikes me so hard.
Makes me feel like Shirley Chirac.
It's out of context.
Those words aren't mine.
The private sector is doing fine.
Feels good. When the economy's weak.
Responding with a national security leak.
Osama bin Laden, I killed.
And that was a mission.
You didn't build.
Didn't build that.
A Supreme Court ruling being heralded as the most important since Bush versus Gore in 2000.
So the bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care law.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there. You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
This is the VOC. Our radio on the TerraChat Radio Network.
This year, in this election, we are called to reaffirm our values and our commitments, to hold them against
a hard reality and see how we're measuring up to the legacy of our forebears and the promise of future generations. And fellow Americans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, I say to you tonight, we have more work to do.
That America is a place where if you work hard and play by the rules, you can get ahead.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
As we move into the final 4 minutes of the show, I just want to say that the email is already pouring in on tonight's show. Got some great comments. And we will be bringing those comments to air right after Christmas, probably during the Christmas break. We'll be dropping a VOCR show in on the holidays. So we invite you to join us then. And we will most certainly answer those emails that are already coming in regarding some of the information and some of the statements made tonight. And yes, the hate mail is among them. And we might even do a little bit of that. We'll see how that goes. But it's hard to come up with a paragraph, a statement, without some vulgar, obscene word stuffed in there somewhere. So we'll see what we can do. Before we close, I just want to say that with all of the military serving around the world, keeping our homes safe and giving us the freedom that we can be here tonight on the internet radio, and that we can go about our business knowing that we are being protected by some of the greatest forces ever mustered in this world. Whether you're Canadian or British, Australian or American, or any other country around the world that believes in freedom and believes in democracy, then you must know that your back is covered by those who also feel exactly the same. Now, the road out there may be hard and it may be long and it may be dark, but the one thing I do know for sure is that no matter where we go, no matter who we are or what we do, at the end of our days, we will be judged as we would like to be judged. And our sins will be forgiven. But memories are very, very long. So be kind to people out there. Be kind to those people that are not doing as well as you are. Be kind to those people that maybe need a help up and a help out of the problems that they're experiencing. Love one another, care for one another, and under no circumstances let that breach or let that love die. Because if all you have is love, then you've got the most wondrous thing that's possible in this earth. Love is a commodity that many times cannot be found. In the meantime, in between time, that's it, that's all. This shall be the last show before Christmas, so on behalf of the team of the VOCR, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas, season's greetings, Lochheim, Shalom, and we shall see you on the other side.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared now. Then I heard a loud voice call from the throne. You see this city? Here God lives among men. He will make his home among them. His name is God with them. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death and no more mourning or sadness. The world of the past has gone. To help your world be a little brighter tonight, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition. This has been a TerraChat Network production. www.terrachatnet.com.